Follow Stars had constructed a small temporary encampment right on the bank of the wide river, just above the waterfall. He had been there several days and had become quite comfortable, passing time by whittling warriors, scouts, and hunters 4 inches tall. He had carved one runner. He smiled when he saw Wandersfar approach his camp. He knew that Wandersfar would get there first. Follow's Stars had visualized Wandersfar's arrival, and his smile broadened as the boy got closer. Follow's Stars gave Wandersfar a small rock with a turtle painted on the top, and one hash mark painted on the bottom. They talked for a couple minutes, and the seer congratulated the boy. Then he asked Wandersfar if he had encountered any difficulty finding the checkpoint. Wandersfar told him, "No, I just imagined where you would be, and there you were." The seer gave him a bowl of buffalo meat with a thick gravy. Then the seer handed him some cornbread with sunflower seeds and dried blueberries baked into it. It was a heavy meal. Wandersfar ate a few bites and thanked him, passing the bowl back. Buffalo was a rare treat, since most of their villages were just outside of the buffalo's normal range. Follow Stars could have predicted the boy would only eat a little. He closed his eyes and reached for Wandersfar's hands. After a silent minute, the seer completed his reading. Follow Stars thought, "This is the boy I always knew would come." The old man opened his eyes. Wandersfar had been gazing at the lids of the eyes of the old seer. Wandersfar felt a strong energy pass through his torso, not from the hands of the seer, but rather through the very air. It was a happy, comforting feeling of connectedness, not just to the current time and place, the man standing in front of him and the task at hand, but to humanity throughout the ages past and those yet to come. The seer asked the boy, "Did you see anything?" Wandersfar said, "No, I felt it. You have a glorious spirit." Follow Stars whispered, "That was exactly what I was going to say to you." A couple of silent moments passed, and the seer released the boy's hands. "I want you to have this," he said, giving Wandersfar the runner he had carved. It looked just like the boy, only a year or two older. The whole visit lasted 10 minutes. After he said goodbye to the seer, Wandersfar stood facing the great roaring waterfalls. For 90 seconds, he soaked it in. Wandersfar felt that he had stayed too long as it was. He was only halfway finished. He took a quick drink of water and was back on the trail, again passing the men who had stopped to rest at the river, without them even knowing he had been there. Wandersfar wondered what they would think when they discovered that rock number one had already been taken. He chuckled at the thought and walked well past dark, again reaching the abandoned lean-to that he had slept in the night before. Only that night, it wasn't abandoned. It was full of sleeping racers. Wandersfar quietly found an unoccupied corner and quickly fell asleep. All of the racers were up early on the 7th morning. A good night's sleep had done them all a lot of good, and they were in high spirits, expecting to reach the great roaring waterfalls later that day. They noticed that Wandersfar had caught up to them and congratulated him on his persistence. They hadn't expected him to make it that far, figuring he would have turned around for home way before that point. When everyone was ready to continue, they all started down the path toward the checkpoint. Wandersfar headed the opposite way. "Giving up this close to the checkpoint," one of the younger men chided. Wandersfar just shrugged, hung his head, and gave a sad, weak, defeated wave in parting.